taking the easy route, reaching for shaky knees, sliding down the mound.
Can't bear it all.
You're over us, I'ma sober up. You're the only one.
Stealthy scroll of Fortnite, I'm a Don's joint. So fresh, got good game, lost one point. Where my hex at? Where my deck at? Cause they ain't in my bag, already checked, lad. I'm a schizo, and I'm skits out. It's a stealthy new party, bring the writs out. 4-5, S&G, go Rambo. We in the ice house, out in Cabo. City white, so sad, bitch. Ever since young, felt so average. And I know I'm a fiend, but can you wait for me? You can call me, you can call. I'll be good now, I don't care at all. Best with them and bros and I share it all. But so many cons can't bear it all. You can call me, you can call. I'll be good now, I don't care at all. Best with them and bros and I share it all. But so many cons can't bear it all.
Now when you're over us, I'm sober up. You're the only one that means the world. So open up, break your heart. I know it's hard, but I'm used to it. And when you're over us, I'm sober up. You're the only one that means the world. So open up, break your heart. I know it's hard, but I'm used to it.
Is up. Hello everyone, you are listening to I Love You Hour. I hope you're so good. I missed you so much. We're back on the airwaves. It's another beautiful day, another calm day. We have some amazing people in the studio. What's up?
Sup, Ewan. Sup. Good to be here.
I love you.
Oh, I'm so happy to see you too. We just had a lovely time chatting with Alex from, why am I blanking on the show name?
From Chopped and Screwed?
Screwed? Yes.
I think so.
Right.
Wait, no, maybe not.
I think it's Chopped and...
Yeah.
Yes, something like that. But we just had a lovely chat about movies and stuff.
And tea and food.
And yeah, it was great.
We had such a nice time. Shared some of his excellent green tea.
Oh, you're too kind.
It was delectable. We talked about apples and GMO too.
We did talk about apples, yeah. But no, we had a lovely time. And now we're here to play some amazing tracks selected by the one and only Nolan and the one and only part. No, not. I can't say one and only twice.
Yeah, you can.
The, two and one and
individual humans.
Two humans.
The two humans which make up the one and only. No,
well, like
dynamic
Power Rangers.
Duo of archivists.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. We have Sophie and Nolan who are going to share some amazing music. And maybe I'll throw something in, but we got some amazing tracks coming up. I'm looking at these tracks and I'm like, my mouth is watering.
Yep.
Like I can smell like the cooking. Like I'm just like,
yeah,
something is in the kitchen and I'm excited.
Oh yeah, no, I'm so excited to share some music I love. I think it's such a great concept that you've got, Ewan, and just...
Because
we'll have those songs that we kind of come back to and just have evoke a special memory. So that's the songs that I've picked out today. A lot of them are kind of just special to me in some way or another. And
yeah,
hopefully we get to discover some of those for you. And
oh yeah, and I think
I'm excited
so.
To listen.
Yeah, it should be great.
Yeah, and before, it might be good to talk a little bit about where we're going to be sharing stories on,
because
we're sharing stories in a place where many stories have been shared for a long time. Mm-hmm. We sit here on the traditional unceded and stolen lands of the Hulkaminam-speaking Musqueam people, broadcasting out to the lands of the Tsleil-Waututh and Squamish, and broadcasting even further if you're listening to online on any stolen lands you may be on, any occupied lands. And we're very privileged to be here and to chat in the studio and to enjoy each other's company. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited. We've had some lovely weather, I'm very happy. Today started very tired, and I feel very energized for today. So
I'm feeling tickled pink also.
Oh, it's perfect. And if you're wondering what you just heard before we started talking, you heard You Can Call by Lil Ket and Sydney Phillips, two Melbourne-based rappers from the collective Stealthy Noob. Sydney Phillips specifically has been one of my favorites. I just love their voice. I could play a whole episode of Sydney Phillips, and I might. but we have some more tracks in, heading in a different direction. So yeah, we kind of tricked you in the beginning by playing one style of music, and we're going to kind of go to some other directions. But if you do want to contribute or to chat in on the show and let us know what you thought, you can call us at 604-822-2487. And you can also message at I Love You Hour. That is I-L-U-V Hour. Or you can email at I-L-U-V Hour. No U in that one. But yeah, sorry. Gotta like... I have not gotten a caller yet, but we had a caller yesterday on Lethal Refresh, and it was so much fun.
Yeah. More calling. Yeah, we need that.
It was very fun. Please. To kind of chat and see
we
how
love
people
you.
Are doing.
Please call us.
Yeah. How are you guys feeling before we start? We said tickled. How about you?
I feel great.
Yeah?
I'm having a blast.
Me too.
Yeah. I love being here, and I haven't been here in months, so it's good
really?
To be back. I guess since December was my last time here in the archives room, so... No, I'm back.
I'm so happy you're
hanging
back.
Hanging out with y'all. I missed Ewan's hugs.
Oh,
Ewan gives the best hugs.
That's too kind. Yeah, I'm just so happy. Like, just seeing everyone's face again is, like, amazing. It's, like, so, so nice.
Yeah, you both have very great faces that I love to look at.
Oh, thanks, you too.
And I think we should get into the music, you know?
Yeah, please.
So we have... We're going to start with three amazing tracks. I recognize some names. I recognize some covers. Mm-hmm. But Nolan, let me know. Fill me in, man.
For sure. So this first track I'd like to play is called Queen Bee by Taj Mahal. You know, classic bluesman from way back. And I saw him play at Vancouver Folk Fest, I think, 2 years ago.
Wow.
And he just has an amazing energy. Like, he really reminded me of my grandpa, who was a musician. He loved the blues, and just that, you know, that kind of warmth, and just the second he opens his mouth, just bringing everyone together, and just had everyone, you kind of like just stomping around. So that was a really memorable show. And this song in particular is quite unique because it's in collaboration with Toumani Diabaté,
who amazing. Is
amazing kora player from Mali. And it's such a I played it on one of my shows that was on the kora and kind of looking at fusion music,
mm-hmm.
and how diverse the kora is with different kind of sounds. And I just thought this particular track was so beautiful, so sentimental, and just made me just reflect on, you know, kind of this sweet and kind of subtle kind of love and mm-hmm. for your family, and made me think of my grandpa as well, who mm-hmm. you know, I owe so much to him because I now have his guitar, and you know, I feel like carry on his memory through my music. So yeah, it's just a really sweet song that just fills my heart with a lot of joy, and I'm really happy to share this one.
Nice.
And then after that, I would like to play Os Alquimistas Estão Chegando, Os Alquimistas.
Mm-hmm.
I probably butchered that, but Jorge Benjor is an incredible Brazilian samba artist, classic.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah, this song is like just so full of life. I mean, like, so
this
much.
Whole album, it's so full of alchemy, and like he's his lyrics are just so kind of deep and
so
resonant
potent.
And the production itself, like everything, even the cover is like so epic.
Sublime.
This one I'm a little less familiar with. I'm familiar with Est Humanum Est.
Yeah. Oh,
which is like the classic in my opinion. But I can't wait to hear this one because...
Yeah. Just some great tracks. That one is just like super upbeat. Like any of his stuff is just like very lively and just puts me in a good mood. And mm-hmm. just with this good weather, I just thought it would be a nice addition.
Yeah. Yeah, we're very lucky. Unfortunately, it won't last for long, so we got to hold on to the last couple days while we can.
Yeah, might get some snow soon, but...
I'll be sad. Every time we get this snow, it's when Thomas, my boyfriend Thomas, comes to here for a reading break. And I feel so bad because I feel like I can't offer him any good weather, and we're staying inside and it's cold.
He comes from the snow, right?
Yeah, he comes from snow to rain, and it's always just a story. I'm like, come, like, one nice day, the beach, something. But I have faith. This year, good things will happen.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know? I'm hopeful as well.
The clouds will part once again.
Yep.
It's supposed to be a good Groundhog Day or something like that.
Oh,
a good one. What determines how good?
Punxsutawney Phil.
My friend told me.
Oh yeah, isn't that the history of Groundhog Day? It's about like the groundhogs and like when they're
predicting
popping out
the
of the
weather.
Ground.
Yeah, I think if they come out of the ground, it means that it's gonna be a longer or earlier spring, maybe.
Yeah,
because he wants to be outside.
Yeah,
to collect nuts. Or whatever they eat.
And yeah, something like that.
I feel like they'd be really chill to hang out with.
I thought it was something with their shadow.
Hitting. Yeah.
Maybe.
No, well, I think it has to do with them, like, either they come out of the hole or they don't.
Okay.
And if they
that
come out of the hole,
sense.
It's a good sign for weather.
So
in anyway, the omens are good.
In case you've been living in a groundhog hole, Punxsutawney Phil has come out. We can cherish. If you're hearing this across the radio waves, spring will come early. We promise.
We hope so.
We'll put money on it.
Yeah. So anyway,
awesome.
Let's give you listeners some beautiful music. And,
I think we shall.
We'll be back.
Okay.
That.
You're about to hear
Queen
Taj Mahal, Queen Bee, and Os Acolmistas Esto.
Estamos llegando.
Yes, your accent is so much better.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Enjoy.
Baby, you've been sweet on me. Sweeter than a honeybee, my queen bee. Rock me to my soul, love me to my soul, my baby, 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 to my soul. Rock me to my soul. Honey in your honey pie, on the pot is what you got. My soul, rock me to my soul, my baby, 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 to my soul, rock me to my soul. Watching and look at her arm, strutting and shaking some, dancing, having fun. Ooh, love me to my soul, rock me to my soul, my baby, 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 to my soul, rock me to my soul. To my soul, me, love me to my soul, my baby, 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 to my soul. Rock me to my soul. Sweeter than a honeybee.
I'm liking your
bed. Baby, been sweet on me.
Mi
sweeter than a honeybee.
I'm
my queen bee.
Love
me to my soul. Rock me to
my
soul, my baby, 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 to soul. Rock me to my soul, deep soul, my maple lovers. Ooh, amore, 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 amore.
Senta. Senta, senta. Não, não. Vai sair legal. Senta. Então tem que dançar dançando. Dançando.
Alquimistas estão chegando. Estão chegando os alquimistas. Os alquimistas estão chegando. Estão chegando os alquimistas. Silenciosos, moram bem longe dos homens. Escolhem com carinho a hora e o tempo do seu precioso trabalho. São pacientes, assíduos e perseverantes. Executam segundo as regras herméticas, desde a trituração, a fixação, a destilação e a coagulação. Trazem consigo cadinhos, vasos de vidro, potes de louça, todos bem e iluminados. Evitam qualquer relação com pessoas de temperamento sórdido, de temperamento sórdido.
Estão chegando os alquimistas. Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed.
When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right.
Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Narderwood of Human Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo.
Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Re-20-20. Catch up, that one. I get east, son. Rockin' in my little tie. Yeah.
Hello. Take a moment to ease your mind. I'm glad you're here. Have you been to that sacred place within? That place that sound can create? Let's go there together. A place with the freshest beats. Gamelan tones of Indonesia. The many sounds of Brazil. The possibilities are infinite. All available on Mixitroph, the best in world music, every other Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Join me, Nolzy, for exclusive interviews with local musicians and musical explorations.
That was amazing, Nolan. What?
Mixitroph.
Listen.
Please tune in.
Please. That was... Wow. You killed it.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I love your show.
I love your show.
Wow. So kind. Is this the first time your promo is being... other shows
that
played
it,
too.
Yeah, I think it might be, yeah. So wow. I'm pretty stoked about that. Hope to get some more great interviews going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so many cool groovy cats around Vancouver. That
oh, my gosh.
Bands and...
This place is bursting with creativity.
Yes, no it's, doubt.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. You just have to seek it, and you will find much.
Truth.
That was also... The two songs you played were super...
Beautiful picks.
Thank you.
What? Sorry. in our studio, all the lights turned off, and this, like...
Bright.
I don't know if you
bright.
Guys...
White.
Is it bright? Oh, and it's gone again.
Someone's
okay.
Messing with
us. Maybe perhaps we're being watched.
Oh, it's like next to the camera, too.
Yep. I think we're being watched right now. It's okay.
We're not being watched.
We're only doing the best in radio that Vancouver has to offer.
It's a treat for them to be watching us right
yes.
now.
But we may be being watched, but we just heard... Sorry, it's really hard to talk with
it
this light.
It keeps blinking. It's like turning on and off.
Yeah. Sometimes I wish it'd be good to do like a Twitch stream with this or something where we could like,
because
then people could see what we're actually going
through.
True.
Mm. And we do have
like
lovely faces too.
Yeah.
To
like
for people to look at.
Yeah. Because this does feel kind of dystopian. but
just keeps flashing.
We'll ignore the fluorescent LED light and we'll focus on each other's faces because it's more important. You just heard two amazing tracks. Would you like to ID them?
Yeah, no? So the first one you heard was Queen Bee by Taj Mahal and Tumani Jabate. And then Jorge Benjor, Os Alquimistas Estão Chegando, Os Alquimistas.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there's two songs I just love a lot.
Yeah.
And now we're going to move to a new song.
A new song. Well, you love? I was going to say...
Yeah,
these two together, Jorge Benjor, another great song by him is Taj Mahal.
Oh yes, yeah, which yeah.
I actually am itching to play. I kind of actually I might put it on. We'll we'll see where the time goes.
Yeah,
but another great track. Which do you know the trivia behind the track?
No,
what famous track copies? I guess have you heard it at all? Maybe.
Maybe not.
You've heard it.
I think I have. Yeah.
How about we play it and then we'll do a little trivia.
Sure.
And then you guys will try to guess which song.
Sounds fun.
Popular song. Okay. Copied it. But we're gonna do that a bit later.
Okay.
We're gonna play a couple good tracks. We got one from me and one from Sophie. Let's do yours first, Sophie.
Yeah.
Now we were reflecting on talking about another band,
Suicide.
A famous New York band, Suicide.
Yeah.
And
I think it was like the day that I met you, maybe, that we talked about, or
I think
like
so.
Shortly after. We were in the wax museum here at the station,
mm-hmm.
and I think you pulled out a Suicide record.
Yeah, it just something caught my eye. It was like, this is,
yeah.
I gotta check this out, because
and then you mentioned song name, the 10 minutes,
Frankie
song.
Teardrop.
Yeah. Ewan was like, listen to this song in a room by yourself, see what happens. I haven't done that yet, but I will soon. I think I'm not prepared. I mean, I don't know, maybe you
I won't say anything. I'll just say listen to it, and I'd be curious to see what you think. Yeah. I think I don't want to curate anything else for you.
I think that's a good idea.
I would also encourage you, listener, if you have the time and you're not too afraid, try listen to that song. It's from their debut album, self-titled, I believe.
Yeah.
Great album cover, by the way.
Love.
I don't see anyone wearing a Suicide t-shirt. I mean, it's a little gory.
It's a little gory.
With the blood. Mm. Like, I don't know. Nolan,
a little
have
too
you seen
underground
it?
I'm not familiar with them at all, actually.
So it is the two members are Alan Vega and Mercury.
That's Lou Martin Reed.
Yes. We have Lou Reed in the studio. But they were actually referred to, I think, in 1972 or 1973 as a punk band.
Mm-hmm.
People, the venue called them a punk band before anyone else was called a punk band. But
I mean,
there were some other bands that.
Yeah.
It's a punk kind of.
Yeah.
At least like in the area, maybe.
It's a mucky scene, yeah. Mm-hmm. But like Sophie was saying earlier, they're one of the first bands to combine a digitized drum set with their music.
Which I'm obsessed with.
Yes.
Obsessed with that sound.
And some people say it's like beginnings of sort of electronic music and some other. I forget what other people say it's the beginning of, but it was a pretty crazy album. But I love this album cover.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I think it's
great.
Like it
very
pops.
Unique.
Yeah.
And I think it would go great on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I see no t-shirts.
We can
of
make
it.
Them.
That would be cool. Discorder.
Yeah.
Kind of has a Discorder font on it as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to play a track. I don't think it's from that. This track is from another album. The second album?
Which album is it?
I think it's a compilation it's from.
What's the track?
At least from what I can see. It's called...
Yeah, it's a compilation.
Diamonds, Fur Coat, and Champagne.
Yeah, the first time I heard this song, I went to see Air last year.
Ooh.
Which was a mind-blowing show. But the opener did this DJ set, and this was one of the songs. I Shazammed the entire DJ set. And every song had like this sort of same like beat.
Uh-huh.
And... Yeah, the song popped
cool.
out from it. So
I'm so sad I didn't see Air. Was it good?
It was amazing.
Ah!
One day.
What was
look, I got a keychain.
Really?
I got a keychain from them.
Oh, what does it say? I love
Moon. It's a monkey that says, aww. I love Moon.
Ooh, that's good.
On the shirt.
That's
but yeah,
so good.
It was a good show.
Wow. What, did you have a song they played where you were like, wow? Or is it just kind of the whole thing
the
was like nonstop?
The whole thing was like nonstop. I mean, they played Moon Safari like the entire thing, top to bottom, and yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Legends.
To be there.
Yeah.
But there'll be more amazing
there
shows.
Will be more. Yeah, there will be more.
We'll probably talk about it in a little bit. So,
sure.
And then after this, it might be a big switch. We'll see how it goes.
We love Big Switch.
But this is My Life in Art by Mojave 3, American band from the 90s. Sort of more quiet. It is sampled by it's a song that I've heard sampled before, but I actually hadn't heard the original until recently, and I think it's nice. It's really calm. It's really quiet. Might be a big black and white to what we're about to hear, but I just got the feeling that I wanted to play it. Didn't realize it was seven minutes long, so maybe we won't listen to all of it, but we'll listen to as much of it as we can. So what do you think? Get some music?
Good. Yeah,
let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the I Love You Hour.
Let's get refreshed.
When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people.
Thank you. streets of Vegas and the desert strips, but she can dance and she can make a lot of money. She left her home in a pickup truck, left her husband. But the Kansas wind won't freeze her heart, no rain just rolls right off her back, she's gonna be alright. Just tell me about the book. About your life in art. You tell me about the boulevard, 'cause Europe always seems so. Just for trying. buy me a drink and we call it quits. Tell me all about your pretty boy face. Yeah, tell me all about your pretty boy.
Control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my tongue. Vancouver's Community Bike Network invites you to Bike House.
The Evelyn Saller Center is recruiting volunteers to help design and implement relief initiatives for the downtown Eastside community. If you're looking to get experience relevant to your area of study while helping to support the homeless population of Vancouver, email us at esc.volunteerprogram@vancouver.ca or find our page on the City of Vancouver website under Evelyn Saller Center. Positions are flexible and designed to be convenient to students. Those with an interest in health, communications, or psychology are encouraged to apply.
What's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9, the I Love You Hour, and we are back.
And we love you.
And we love you. That is, yes. Yes. How much do you love someone?
No. A million.
A million. If you can put it in numbers, how much? No.
Infinite. Two infinite millions.
Wow. Two.
Whoa, that's a big
maybe
number.
Even three infinite
that's
millions.
A ginaminosaurus.
Three gillion. Three Googles.
Three Googles.
Wow. A million of the Google O's.
Infinity plus one. Do you remember that? When you'd be like, I have infinity of this. And you're going to go, I have infinity and more.
11 out of 10.
Yes.
Anyway.
Turn that love up to 11. You just heard two amazing tracks, Diamonds Fur Coat Champagne by Suicide and My Life in Art by Mojave 3, which was so relaxing.
So nice.
Loved that track.
Takes you into a world. I love that track too. And it's just really nice. And it's just nice to like sit here, take a break from the day and just chat and be mindful about what we're listening to, what we're talking about. And I swear, this is not self-promo. I'm just so excited, and I want the people on air to know that your show, I'm very excited for it.
You
it. I'm just so excited. Like, I need to talk about it. I need...
Yeah, it's
going to be... I'm really...
I don't want to embarrass you.
Thank
I don't...
You. No, it's...
This is... I'm not trying to, like...
No.
Throw you out into it. I'll
put it out there for anybody listening. Thank you, really.
I'm just so happy.
I mean,
like,
I think it's going to be a really fun show. So, I'm starting a show about the... archives here at the station this Thursday, 6 p.m. It's going to be every other Thursday, and we're going to talk about the history of the station, and we're going to do some digging and sleuthing, and it's going to be really fun. And it's going to take many different forms each episode, so yeah, hopefully you guys can come.
I'm tuning into Mixotroph as well.
Yeah, it's same time slot, so 1 week you'll get Sophie, right. 1 week me. Yeah,
it's such a beefy time slot.
It's beefy, and then we got... We got Britain Nebulon Space Enterprises Crazy Dance Mix after.
I love that one.
Yep, steamy.
Truly steamy.
But yeah, I mean, archive is something that we've all kind of been working on in the station. And it's, I mean, I think it's such an important thing because we're in this strange, unique time of mass cultural production of whatever it is on the internet.
Content.
Yeah, content. And then it's like, who's deciding or who's like kind of disseminating stuff that we find is really valuable and has information about, you know, how things were. Even 10 years ago, they were different. Things are changing. Totally. So it's, yeah. I think it's really fun work, and just, it's funny to like step into the zeitgeist of the 80s and 90s and 2000s. Yeah. So yeah, your show, what's going to be the name of the show?
The CIT Archives Show.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So the archives are also an up and coming thing. It's a resident archivist started this project last spring. So it's been like an exciting thing for people here at the station to like go and look at old Discorder issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fun.
And you're welcome to come. You listening. You can come anytime.
Yeah, please come check it out. Look. We're very friendly here at the station.
Yeah.
And it's open access online.
It's open access online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Including audio interviews recently.
Has that been a thing?
I thought JT was talking about audio transcriptions or videos.
Well,
or
you know, anything from Nodwise is kind of, that's archive material right there. And also, check out the next Discorder, because that is going to be a retrospective archival issue.
We just took photos today.
Yeah. So oh, really? For it?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Exciting. Uh-huh. Yeah. And we wrote a little piece for it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Frank Chickens.
I mean, yep.
Yes, the Frank. Oh, the Frank. Yes.
Shout out Frank Chickens.
I'm really excited.
Frank
to read.
Chickens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I even got to write something, which was really fun.
Oof, I didn't know that.
We got to do the slang section.
Slang section?
Yeah, we got to invent a bunch of CITR slang. I texted you guys about it. It was so fun.
I can't wait to read
that. It was really fun, like, making up some ideas about, like, activities we do that we don't have words for.
Yep.
Like, okay, this is one. Dust naps, which is, like, falling asleep in the archive.
Dust naps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
took
perfect.
A mad dust nap the other day.
Because that beanbag is very dusty, but very comfortable.
Yep.
Yeah. The dust kind of gets you all woozy and makes you
it, like,
honks you.
No, there's just nothing you can do about it. Dust well, I think we have time for one more track before we're going to go. And this is the one I was talking about, where it's name that, not sample, name that theft, because this is actually a lawsuit.
Oh.
I'll tell you that.
Okay.
There's a good story behind this. Bit of an oldie but a goodie. We got from 1976, from Africa, Brazil, Georges Benjor, Taj Mahal, and let's play it.
Yeah.
Pela princesa Nil Mahal, do amor do príncipe Shah Jahan, pela princesa Nil Mahal, Taj Mahal, Taj Mahal, Taj Mahal. Taj Mahal,
Taj Mahal, um monumento em homenagem ao amor, construído em 1040 no ano Hégira, um presente do príncipe Shah Jahan para sua amada Taj Mahal.
You just heard Taj Mahal by Jorge Benjor from the album Africa Brazil. Amazing.
Great track.
And
amazing.
Sophie guessed correctly what the sample is.
Which I didn't think.
Well, sample the someone who like
sorry,
the
not sample.
The illegal
the illegal stealing.
Stealing.
Yeah. What
was, what
was it?
Rod Stewart song.
Do you think
if
I'm sexy?
You want my body,
and you think I'm sexy, yeah. Don't you mean it?
Yeah.
Sexy.
Which, do you see it?
It was a couple $100,000. I think it was settled out of court, but it was a pretty big music theft thing.
Did he admit to stealing it, or did he like, oh, I don't know, it just came from?
He said that. Yeah, he said he's like, I don't know, it just came to me.
It's
or
a collective
maybe I heard
unconscious.
About, yeah, he's like, maybe I heard it on the radio. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But we're ending. We're gonna be going, and Molly is gonna be coming with the next show. It's out. No, teaching. No, learnable moments.
No, it's a new one.
Out in the garden. Wait, a new one.
New one. First episode today.
What is it called?
Ooh.
Brand new episode.
We've got 2 minutes to decide that.
Okay, Molly's got 2 minutes, so we're gonna go. Thank you so much for listening. Thank
you,
Nolan. Thank you, Sophie.
Thank you, Ewan. Thank
you,
Nolan.
Come on anytime.
Yeah, have a great day, everyone, and just keep some love in your life.
Yes.
Love you.
Okay, love you lots. Bye. We'll see you. Enjoy.
There's nothing in their 60 years to prepare her for all of this. Standing in their doorway, explaining where he's gonna go. It's a heartbreak of a lifetime, a long goodbye from man to child, love made for a lifetime, 'cause no matter what, she's still his wife. Every night, wondering how the strength will come. Tonight she rises from her bed.
Thank you.